from Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report. Hi, and welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. I'm your host, Adam R. Jacobson. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report, where all these podcasts are housed. Visit rbr.com, click on the podcast button, and you'll get all of these great, insightful, exciting, and informative broadcasts, podcasts, whatever you want to call them, audio journals that can direct you to great ROI in 2019 and beyond from Hispanic radio. There's something great that I want to share with you. And in order to do that, I welcome to the Hispanic Radio Podcast, Mr. Joshua Mednick. He is the CEO of Laser Broadcasting, and we're going to be talking about a rollout of something that has been in California since August of 1991, specifically in Oxnard, and that is Radio Laser. Radio Laser is a pop-driven regional Mexican brand, which Laser Broadcasting, led by Alfredo Plasencia, has had much success with across the Golden State. It is now being rolled out on a national level. To talk a little bit about why this is happening now and what this means for perhaps a broadcast company like you, please welcome to the podcast, Joshua. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on, Adam. This is an absolute pleasure.
Well, I am very familiar with Laser Broadcasting from my time in Los Angeles, working for a now defunct trade publication. But again, Oxnard, for those of you that aren't familiar with Southern California geography, it's about an hour or so west of the San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles. It's its own radio market. There is some overlap in terms of Los Angeles signals getting into Ventura County, which is where Oxnard and Ventura and Camarillo and Ojai and Fillmore and a lot of these towns that you have seen, unfortunately, on the news of late due to fires are based. But fortunately for companies like Laser Broadcasting and for Mr. Mednick and Mr. Plasencia, this is a hotbed for Hispanic radio. So what's happening here? Just to kind of give you a review, the Radio Laser brand is going to be available on a national level thanks to a joint syndication effort with Houston-based Sweet Radio LLC. And there is 24/7 local affiliation service, which means that Radio Laser will be represented exclusively on a national level by Envision Networks. So that's a lot of information. Let's start with this question. Joshua, Laser Broadcasting has made a lasting impact in California with Radio Laser. It's being distributed now across the U.S. Why now? What is it that makes this opportunity fresh, and what's the timing behind it?
Well, the timing behind it is a couple of things. First of all, this format started, as you said, in 1991 with a single AM radio station here in Oxnard, California. And Alfredo Plasencia has grown this company to be quite a large entity across California and in the state of Nevada. And this was kind of the next logical step in the process. We believe we've built a brand that is absolutely serviceable in almost any city in the United States where there is a significant Latino population. And the next logical growth mode for this company was to make this format available to other broadcasters who have interest in targeting the Latino community, but don't have the infrastructure in their individual market to create and support a full-time Spanish-language broadcast.
Now, what does this syndication exactly entail? Is this a branding opportunity, or is this an actual 24/7 network that affiliates can use, kind of a plug-and-play, if you will, with some local capabilities, if you will?
Well, that's exactly the point. I think that one of the things that has become a barrier to entry into Hispanic-targeted media has been the infrastructure that many companies have. I think there are a lot of broadcasters across the United States that have multiple stations in their city, and they're not sure what to do with that second adult contemporary station or that third country station, and they're looking for something different that would approach a new community, a new audience for their company. And they lack the infrastructure to create and manage and operate a full-time Spanish language broadcast. So we're making our Radio Laser format available across the United States, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for companies that want to target and reach this important consumer group, but don't have the infrastructure, the expertise, or the experience to put it together themselves. And I'm not one of those people that believes entirely in network broadcast. I think having a live local component to what you do is very important. But we've spent the last 26 years as a company building a brand and using that format as the capstone for our company's operations in all of our cities, and coupled with live local personalities in each of our markets, the 24-hour laser broadcast is something that literally any company can use in any city to target and reach the Latino population.
What is Sweet Radio's role in all of this?
Well, there's actually a beautiful story behind all of this. Josh Holstead, better known on the radio as Rowdy Yates, and I worked together a number of years ago for CBS Radio in Houston, Texas. He was our afternoon drive host, and I was the director of sales for that particular cluster's operations. And we happened to run into each other at the most recent NAB meetings in Las Vegas a year ago. And when we were at these meetings, we started talking about what we were doing and how we had been and all of those things. And he said, I'm running this wonderful company that does radio syndication. They're syndicating his programming among other formats. And I said, do you do any Spanish? And he said, we don't do any Spanish at all. And I said, well, I may be able to help you with that. What if we were able to make our products available on your system? Because their delivery method is really unique. And it gives broadcasters a real freedom to take any or all of the bits and moments from the show, use as much of the content as they want, whether they want all the music or some of the music or none of the music, whether they want all of the jock interventions or just a portion of them. The way their system works really makes the product customizable in every city. And the more we talked about it, the more this sounded like a perfect marriage. I had known Pat Fant from my time in Houston as well. And Pat's one of the better gentlemen in this business. And that kind of got us all started.
Yeah, I was going to ask specifically about Pat and his role as COO at Sweet Radio. What sort of vision did he have in terms of building this partnership together?
Well, Pat's one of those great people that has the shake hands and we'll figure out how to make this work mentality. And it's really refreshing in today's day and age to work with somebody that would rather find a way to get it done than find a way to say no. And he's been terrific throughout this entire process. A lot of the people that he employs at Sweet Radio are people I've known or worked with. And it really was very much of a homecoming for me personally to get to work with Pat. And for as many years as I had been in the Houston market during my career, Pat was always one of those guys that everybody in the market looked up to. And the chance to work with him personally this time around is really a great joy. He's a terrific human being, a great gentleman, and one of the visionaries in our industry.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the role that Envision Networks has. They're handling representation. So what exactly is that? They're the people to connect to for advertising and affiliation?
I think they're going to handle the advertising portion exclusively. Pat and his team are working on affiliations specifically.
Okay.
I think you would reach out to Pat if you wanted affiliation. I think if you want to advertise on this, and please come advertise on this, I believe you'd talk to the folks at for that.
Have you gotten any sort of immediate interest yet? I know that this is fresh news for the broadcast industry. Just wondering if anyone has reacted, picked up the phone, and called you yet.
Not me personally. All of that stuff goes to Pat, but I will tell you that he had almost immediate response from a couple of places that had interest in creating 24-hour networks, but did not have the ability to do so. So I'm very optimistic that this will launch very quickly in several markets and grow from there. The thing that makes the Radio Lasso format unique is that it's very family friendly and very female friendly, which is not traditionally the case for all Mexican regional radio stations. And we've really gone out of our way to make this the type of radio station that you can put into almost any city, no matter the level of sophistication in the marketplace, and it will be absolutely applicable to the audience that listens to this type of music. Obviously, on a nationwide basis, music is not necessarily a universal language because there are areas that have specific interests in certain types of music, and one Spanish language format does not fit into every city. But regional Mexican music as a whole tends to be the most popular music nationwide. And this is the, you know, as we intimated in the press release, the first of multiple formats that we'll ultimately make available on the Sweet Radio syndication system.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. It's the first of three Spanish language music formats that are in the works. So can you give us a little hint as far as what the other two might be? Do they reflect other properties within the Laser Broadcasting family?
Absolutely, yes. The company actually operates four formats across our radio stations in the 17 California markets and in Reno, Nevada. And in every one of our cities, we have the Radio Laser format and then any one of a combination of the other three formats that we produce. If you consider the Radio Laser format to be the modern regional Mexican, kind of a top 40 blend of all of the most popular hits by the superstar artists of today, our La Mejor format is kind of a one generation ago of those superstars. So if we were talking Kenny Chesney, Faith Hill, Rascal Flatts for the Radio Laser format, you'd be talking about Alabama, George Strait, and Reba McEntire for the La Mejor format. We also produce a radio station that we call La Mexicana, which is the super oldies, kind of the originators, the pioneers of Spanish language radio. And this might be Buck Owens and Glenn Campbell and Patsy Cline in Espanol. And then
I like your comparisons. You know, that's, I think, a good way to get people that don't understand regional Mexican to kind of get a good heads up as far as musically what all these different brands represent.
Right. One of the first things that became important to me when I started in Hispanic targeted media in the late 1980s was the ability to translate what we do to people who don't use this format all the time. And back in those days, we were fighting for just the opportunity to sit at the table and talk to advertisers and companies about the importance of this marketplace. Obviously, that's changed dramatically over the last 30 years. But at the end of the day, our ability to inform those who are trying to use this medium to get at this consumer group and let them know how it's done has been really important to all of us as we talk about the products. And then the final format that we produce is the Latino format, and that is a pop contemporary in Espanol. And we play artists that actually non-Spanish-speaking people would know, like Pitbull and Shakira and Enrique Iglesias and the most popular modern artists of today. And the phenomenon that recently took place with the song Despacito, I think, is a great example of that type of music, the type of music that we play on Latino.
This generation's Ricky Martin moment, if you will.
Absolutely, yes.
Hey, before we wrap up, just what does this say about the power of regional Mexican as a format?
Well, when you look across,
or at least a genre.
Yeah, when you look across the United States, and I've been very fortunate to literally work in Hispanic targeted media from coast to coast, from Tampa, Florida, to Las Vegas, Nevada, to here in California, and everywhere in between, including Texas. One of the things that you notice is almost no matter where you are in the United States, there is a sizable Mexican population, people of Mexican origin or descent. And because of that, Mexican regional radio and Mexican regional music has a popularity that other formats don't. And when you get into the Miamis of the world and the, you know, majority of the population is Cuban, Dominican, Puerto Rican, that there is a genre of music that they prefer that is not necessarily regional Mexican. But if you look at the second largest Latino population in Miami or in Tampa, it's Mexicans. And this music is absolutely universal to anybody who grew up in Mexico, whose parents grew up in Mexico, or whose grandparents grew up in Mexico. And no matter how many generations you get removed from the people in the United States, this music really is popular. It reflects the lifestyles and the culture and the aspirations of this audience in every way, shape, and form. And that's why we chose this as the first offering, because it is the most accessible and certainly the most applicable to any market that people would be interested in targeting the Latino community.
Well, I wish you lots of luck on the rollout of Radio Laser. Again, this is being represented by Envision Networks for advertising affiliation. It's going to be handled by Pat Fance, Sweet Radio out of Houston. With that, I want to thank Joshua Mednick, COO of Laser Broadcasting in Oxnard, California, for talking a little bit about this with another nice Jewish boy. Isn't it funny how we are having a conversation about Grupero, Norteño, and Duranguense music? But I think this very much speaks to how the power of Hispanic radio doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be Hispanic to understand the ROI that it can bring radio. So with that, again, thank you, Joshua.
My pleasure. Thank you, Adam.
And this is copyright 2018 and 2019. Streamline Publishing, all rights reserved. Again, my name is Adam R. Jacobson, and you can find these podcasts at rbr.com. They are distributed by RadioInc.com every Thursday and by Hispanic Ad every Friday. You can also learn more about the power of Hispanic radio by attending the 2019 Hispanic Radio Conference, March 12th and 13th in Miami. For more information, just visit HispanicRadioConference.com. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.